You're listening to Absolutely Focused Radio, episode 11, Understanding Relapse, Triggers, Effects, Causes, and Prevention. Welcome back to Absolutely Focused Radio podcast. I'm your host, Daniel DeBud Nelson. Today in episode 11, we're diving into a topic that many find challenging on their journey to sobriety, relapse. We'll explore what triggers it, its effects, the underlying causes, complete with real-life examples, and a look at the pros and cons of various strategies. Let's get started. Segment 1. Recognizing Triggers. Every journey to recovery is unique, and so are the triggers. For instance, John discovered that high stress levels at work were a direct path back to old habits. Identifying this trigger allowed him to focus on stress management techniques, a major pro. However, a notable con is that completely avoiding work-related stress isn't always possible, underscoring the need for adaptable coping strategies. Segment 2, the effects of relapse. Maria's story is a powerful example. After 6 months of sobriety, a relapse took a significant toll of her emotionally, impacting her self-esteem and her relationships. On the plus side, this experience taught Maria more about her personal triggers and boundaries. The downside, however, was the daunting task of rebuilding her confidence and the trust in her journey. It illustrates the critical role of support and resilience in recovery. What causes relapse? Alex's relapse was largely due to a lack of strong support network, a common cause for many. The advantage of identifying this need is the potential to seek out and build a robust support system, offering both emotional and practical benefits. The challenge or cons is finding the right network, especially if one's immediate circle is not supportive, or if introversion makes reaching out difficult. Segment 4, strategies for preventing and moving forward. Sarah's approach to preventing further relapse involved a combination of professional counseling and joining a sober living community. The benefits here is the comprehensive support and accountability these strategies provide. The downside might be the required time, commitment, and possibly the financial investment. It's a reminder that prevention strategies need to be personalized and fit into one's lifestyle and budget. That brings us to the end of episode 11. Understanding and managing is an intensely personal and ongoing process. Today, we've shared examples and insights, hoping to aid you on your journey. I'm Daniel DeBud Nelson. Thank you for tuning in to Absolutely Focused Radio podcast. Stay focused on your recovery path and join us next time for more insights and stories. Take care. Stay awesome.